All right, welcome to the Fighter Pilot Professor. I am your host, Meta. Looking forward to the episode today. Today we're going to be talking about Iran. Why does Iran and the U.S. have beef with each other? And we're also going to be talking about the value of feedback. So we'll jump right in. Hope you enjoy. All right, so here we go, talking about Iran and what is the beef between the U.S. and Iran. Obviously, Iran was formerly the Persian Empire, and the history of Persian and Persian influence and Iranian influence by extension, right, goes back thousands of years in the Middle East. And so they've traditionally, historically been a regional power in the Middle East. But the more modern history, so post-World War II, really is where kind of the trouble between the United States and Iran starts to generate. So at the end of World War II, obviously the Cold War begins to break out between the Soviets and the United States, and the U.S. and the U.K. want to use Iran as a buffer between Soviet influence from Central Asia into the Middle East. And so they orchestrate and install a regime friendly to U.S. and British interests in Iran. And that the Shah of Iran, rules Iran until the Iranian Revolution happens in 1979. And the main reason why the Iranian Revolution in 1979 occurs is because the people of Iran see the Shah as corrupt, and he ran a pretty tough joint. You know, he was had a lot of secret police, and there was a lot of corruption and skimming off the top, etc. And so the Iranians orchestrate an overthrow. And the reason why the animosity between the United States and the Islamic Revolutionary Syndicate of Iran existed is because the U.S., and the UK through the CIA and other arms of the government, installed this, what they view as corrupt regime, into Iran, sort of pushed out the people, the more popular regime that was there. And so this is the Iranian people sort of getting back at the United States by overthrowing their puppet, as they saw it, and putting in a more traditional Iranian government. Fast forward to sort of more modern times, post-2000s, Iran and Saudi Arabia and Iran and Iraq before the U.S. overthrew the Iraqi government under Saddam Hussein were always vying for influence and power in the Middle East. And so because Iran is a largely Shia Muslim country, and Iraq and Saudi Arabia is a Sunni Muslim country, and Iraq was sort of a mix. There was a minority Sunni population that included Saddam Hussein that ruled a majority Shia population and mixed in with some of the Kurds and other ethnic groups that existed in Iraq. And so there was always this sort of power play between the Saudis and the Iranians in Iraq and other countries around the Arabian Peninsula, to include, as we discussed in recent episodes, Yemen and other places like that. So the two powers in the region, the Saudis and the Iranians, have vied for influence and control over the various, you know, countries around them. And this continues to play out in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, etc., as the Saudis and the Iranians vie for this regional influence. Obviously, the U.S. traditionally, especially after the 1979 revolution, the United States supported the Iraqis in some way, the Saudis primarily, against Iranian influence in the region. And then obviously the U.S. supports Israel, and the Iranians are not, the Israelis are not popular with Iranians, let's say. And so as a result, the U.S. is on the side that the Iranians oppose. So we have sort of two things at work there. The first one is the U.S. is on the side that the Iranians oppose, and then also the U.S. installed the government that was unpopular to the Iranian people. So that's the summary of what's the beef between the U.S. and Iran. Obviously, it doesn't touch on the whole thing, right? That's just the quick version. Hope you enjoyed, and keep shooting me your questions. So in the fighter pilot world, one of the biggest things that we do is called debrief. And debrief is another way of saying feedback, right? And in fighter pilot land, debrief is a very condensed, intense, sort of no holds barred review of what happened. And it requires a level of, we'll say thick skin, right? To take that harsh critical feedback of your performance and learn something from it. But that's the whole point of the debrief, is to learn something from that. But it feedback and debrief can have, it doesn't have to be that way necessarily. Obviously, a lot of organizations, a lot of people are not going to be open to this harsh, unvarnished, direct form of feedback that we experience in the fighter pilot community. But it doesn't mean that you can't have useful feedbacks and debriefs. And obviously, a lot of businesses have things like annual performance reviews and feedbacks and that kind of stuff. And, you know, grades in school are one way of getting feedback, right? But I would offer that if you want to really build a strong organization, you have to have a good mechanism for feedback in that organization, right? And one of the things that you need to be able to do in that feedback is have an open two-way communication, right? There's feedback from the team leader to the members of the team on how their performance is going. And then there's feedback from the members to the team leader that gives them, how did you do as a team leader, right? And it's always easy to have feedback when things go wrong. It's a little tougher to have feedback when everything's going well, right? And so you have to be able to scope your feedback, right? Shape your feedback, for lack of a better way to put it, for both situations, right? Good feedback can't just be, you're doing a good job, keep it up, right? You have to be specific about that good feedback. What is it that I like about your performance that I want you to keep doing? Some friends of mine have used the motto stop, start, continue, right? So stop doing something, start doing this instead, and continue doing this good thing that you're doing, right? And it's a very specific feedback. So that stop, start, continue model can be one way of providing feedback when things are going pretty good, right? Obviously, if things are going bad, it's a different story. And one of the most critical parts of feedback in order to make your organization better or make you better as a leader is it can't just be like, sorry, man, you are not very good and I don't like you. Instead, you have to give them what we in the fighter pilot community call the instructional fix, right? So what is it that I need you to do in order to get better, and be very specific about it? So, hey, you've been doing this. So again, thinking of that stop, start, continue model, you've been doing this and I don't want you to do that anymore. Instead, I want you to do this, and this is how I want you to do it, and give them very specific instructions and expectations in order to guide them through their improvement process, right? So that specific instruction is good for both good and bad scenarios, right? And that stop, start, continue model is a good way to format that thing, right? If you have a person that's in your team that's sort of neutral, they're neither good nor bad, you can use the stop, start, continue to continue to improve their performance. But in all cases, right, you want to be as specific as you can. And then finally, you want to remember to give them the opportunity to give you feedback, right? And if you model it to them as this is how you provide feedback, hey, stop, start, continue, very professional and but nevertheless, open, honest, direct feedback, they will do the same for you. And that will provide you an opportunity as a team leader to be better at what you're doing, and it will make your team better in the long run. So hope you can find something to institute from that model, and I hope you enjoyed. Keep sending me your questions. All right, so there we go, wrapping up today's episode, talking about the Iranians and why they got the beef against the U.S. And and then also how to give good feedback and why it's important to having a high functioning team. In coming episodes, you know, you notice that we've touched on things in the Middle East a lot. So I think in coming episodes, I'm going to address a little bit of why I often blame the British and go back to the end of World War I when I'm talking about the Middle East. So look forward to that episode coming out soon. Have a good one.